Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Dr. Larry Hawkins of Berry Animal Health going to be joining us right after this.
Don't waste time away from your operation. Find all the equipment you need in one place. AuctionTime.com. Buy or sell heavy-duty trucks, farm equipment, and construction equipment. No buyer's fees, no hidden reserves. And unlike conventional auctions, AuctionTime.com gives potential buyers the chance to discuss specifics about the auction pieces with the seller directly or see the actual machine for themselves. Auctioning and bidding on the equipment you need is easy and efficient at AuctionTime.com. Register now. Register for free. Visit AuctionTime.com.
Hey, it's a free country. You can throw on a ninja costume and belly dance around the block if you feel like it. You can line your lawn with purple plastic flamingos. Wear orange and black face paint to OU's homecoming. You can do whatever, as long as it doesn't hurt other people. Secondhand smoke killed 46,000 non-smokers from heart disease last year. So much for their freedoms, huh? Secondhand smoke. No one should have to breathe it. Learn more at stopswithme.com.
It's not too early to be doing a little early research for the 2011 fly control season for your cattle herd. Dr. Larry Hawkins is with Bear Animal Health. He says they actually came out with a couple of new ear tags this last summer that did pretty doggone well.
This was the first year for Bear having two new ear tags in the field, one called Corathon that is a derivative of our Corral tag, and one called Cyguard. That's a derivative of Silence Ultra tag, or Silence has the active ingredient Cyfluthrin in it, and then Cumafos in the Corral one. And one can find out of those as at bearflycontrol.com. Those tests that we ran this summer, we did about eight of them across the U.S. from Virginia to Montana and from Idaho to Florida, and those were pretty impressive tests. The thing about the Corathon tag is it really is effective against face flies, which most organophosphates aren't as effective as pyrethroid tags. So producers are resistant to switch because they don't want that face fly issue. But with these new tags and the organophosphate line, we can really have good face fly control. What's new about these tags is a product that we put in them called FiberTech. FiberTech is a fiber cellulose matrix that wicks, stores insecticide on the inside of the tag and wicks it to the surface after you get it to the surface. We're able to put more insecticide in them. And in addition, what's important to producers, it actually comes out of these tags and they do a super job of controlling flies. Horn flies cost producers, cow-calf producers, about 15 pounds in weaning weight of a calf each year for a cow that's infested above 200 flies per animal. That's kind of the threshold, 200 flies per animal. Get above that level, starting to have some effects on performance of the calf.
When you keep the flies under control on those mama cows, you end up with more pounds on those calves that you are weaning. Meanwhile, on the stocker cattle side of things, there's also a very positive influence.
Stocker market is about that same way on grazing stockers. Control the flies and you get some added production on the stockers as well. They're out grazing as opposed to finding a shady spot and standing and fighting flies. So they gain more and therefore we've got more pounds to sell.
Dr. Larry Hawkins of Bear Animal Health. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Glyphosate has and can be a trusted herbicide for all area farmers, but some weeds are becoming resistant to glyphosate. Johnston Enterprises would like to invite you to join with Bear Crop Science in a proactive effort to fight resistant weeds and ensure profitable farming in Oklahoma for many years to come. Visit our website at www.jeinc.com. That's www.jeinc.com, and click on the Respect the Rotation tab for more details.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.